Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, the foundation of all things Bullbuster, and the Bullbuster Boardroom, which helps businesses to take the bull out of your business and boost your bottom line. And welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. Now, it started out as many of the internal thoughts and stories that we use consciously or unconsciously to sabotage ourselves in our daily lives. But we're also starting, if you've been watching my video blogs, to move into some external lies of the day. And that's what we're going to do today. So with no further ado, today's lie of the day is we want innovative ideas. Now, I hear corporations use innovation as a buzzword all the time. They're always looking out for innovation. They want clever thoughts, clever ideas, clever product enhancements, the next great idea out there. But it seems to me that underneath that, they're not realizing that they're actually stifling innovation and creativity through their own processes and regulations. Now, in my mind, innovation often relies on an environment that supports creativity, which is not always how the corporations are set up. See, different people find creativity in different ways. Some of us might spike our hair or write on our t-shirts or wear bright, crazy nail polish or dye our hair crazy colors. But unfortunately, a lot of these creative expressions just aren't acceptable in the corporate environment. Think about my website. Well, it's pretty creative. I've got a lot of ideas, but would you consider my website fitting the typical corporate mold? Probably not. And since it doesn't, are you listening to the judgments that just entered your mind about a corporate mold? Seems to me that it's pretty hard to be innovative when you're in mold, and not just because of its look and smell. Ba-dum-bump, ha ha ha. And isn't it funny, for those of you that see my site, perhaps, as funny and creative, that you wouldn't naturally line me up with corporate? And that's only because I've been creative and innovative in a very outside-the-box way, which, hello, isn't that just what corporate said they wanted? Interesting paradox, isn't it? So it really feels to me like you can't require someone to stick to these structured rules and still expect them to be innovative and come up with these great, unique ideas. If you're supposed to dress and talk and act like everyone else around you, where does originality come in? This whole thing feels to me, it's like you're telling someone to stay in the box, but think outside it, which seems pretty tough if you're constantly feeling boxed in. And so I have to wonder if lots of employees get great ideas, right, when they're home, driving, cooking, doing something that comes naturally to them, because at that point, they're comfortable being able to be themselves. So why not encourage innovation during the workday, where people can be in their natural creative state at least some of the time? Now, to different companies, this will mean different things, and I'm just suggesting that we look at some room to let innovation come forth. Because at the end of the day, an employee that might dress funny or brightly probably won't seem so bad when they bring you that idea that makes you $20 million, will they? So my question is it more important that employees look and act corporate, or is it more important to create innovative solutions to problems that lead to increased profits? Okay, certainly we can take this conversation in many different ways, like, should the slob who never cleans up his desk and never showers and feels that he's most innovative in the nude be allowed to scatter his belongings everywhere, take his clothes off, and smell bad all in the name of creativity? No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I don't want to bring in harmful behavior. But what I am suggesting is that sometimes innovative people don't look quote-unquote normal. They don't necessarily wear suits and ties or talk the corporate speak. Maybe they don't even arrive on time all the time. They might just wear colorful clothing and have crazy spiked hair. Yep, you know, you could have clean hair that sticks up straight. It is possible. And maybe they just express their creativity in the clothing they wear and their dreams and their hairstyles. So I'm proposing, as a call to action for corporations, that those of you who to this point have set strict policies on dress codes, but also want innovation, that you begin to think of dress and innovation as a partnership. Consider loosening the reins, at least for your non-customer facing employees, if you can do that. And if that's not possible, maybe you could allocate a creative space or a creative day or half day once a week, even once a month, to bring in the feeling that fosters that creative thinking. So when you look for ideas, consider the people and ideas that don't fit your standard mold, because isn't that the point of innovation? It's supposed to be different. So consider letting people be naturally different at work to in turn lead to different ideas, which is the epitome of innovation. That concludes today's Lie of the Day. You can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe, the Bullbuster Boardroom, and strategies to kick the bull in your life and your business at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.